And now the Hall of Famer Michael Fabiano, and fans are frothing at the mouth. NFL Network's very own. I know rankings are coming out, lots of content that Michael's putting together on NFL.com and, of course, on the NFL Network as well. All right, so Dez Bryant goes down and the world is coming to an end. I'm getting questions all over about Tony Romo's value now and Terrence Williams and Escobar. Make sense of the Dez Bryant injury in Dallas for fantasy owners, Michael.
Well, Terrence Williams is going to be one of the most popular pickups off the waiver wire this week in all leagues because we expect him to see more targets now that Dez is going to be out for, I guess, anywhere between 4 to 8 weeks. So Williams is now a guy who needs to be owned in all leagues. You should see more targets for Jason Witten, which we saw in week one. But keep in mind, he has scored 2 touchdowns in 12 career games in Philadelphia. His numbers have not been great there. I also like Lance Dunbar as a PPR ad in some leagues where you're going to get points for catches. And this is a guy who had, what, 8 catches, 70 yards? That's a nice performance from a fantasy player if you're getting points for those catches, and he's available in a lot of leagues on NFL.com. Cole Beasley is also worth a look in PPR leagues, but these aren't guys that you're necessarily starting week in and week out. I think the one player whose value increases the most is certainly Williams. He's now in that number 3 wide receiver conversation. As for Romo, I mean, when you lose your number 1 option and one of the best wide receivers in the entire league, it's going to hurt. There's no question about that. But Romo is good enough to make up for that, at least somewhat. So he's not fallen completely out of the QB1 conversation. In fact, I'd still start him this week against Philadelphia. That's going to be a high-scoring game.
Okay, so Marcus Mariota, great success. It's Tampa Bay's defense. I'm getting questions about whether Mariota over Peyton Manning, given Manning's showing last week. Where are you at on Marcus Mariota?
I'm worried about Peyton Manning. I am not ready to start Marcus Mariota over him just yet. Let's put it that way. Great game last week for Mariota. Probably, what, the best rookie debut of any quarterback in a long, long time, maybe ever. And part of it was the Buccaneers' defense. They were awful. I mean, that was that's a bad defense right there. So this week is the litmus test. He's going to Cleveland. And I know the Browns are not seen as a great defensive team, but last year they only gave up 11 touchdown passes at home, and they forced 10 interceptions. So I would sit Mariota this week. I'm still playing Peyton Manning over him, but I have Manning ranked outside of my top 10 this week. I don't honestly remember the last time he was not ranked in the top 10, and I go back a long ways, back to his Indianapolis days. It's a bit sad to see what's going on with Peyton right now because this is not one game. You go back 6 games, including the playoffs last year, his numbers have not been good at all.
Jeff asked a question, Romo or Palmer this week?
I like both guys. I really do. I think Palmer's going to have a very solid stat line. I'm still going Romo, though, but I do like both quarterbacks.
Steve, Garcon in a PPR league, good pickup?
Yes, no question about it. Remember, this is a guy who had a huge season 2 years ago. Had over 100 catches, was the leader in targets or right up in the top 3 in targets at wide receiver. And now with DeSean Jackson out for several weeks, Garcon's going to be the number 1 option in that passing game, at least you would think, for Kirk Cousins. It's also good news for Jordan Reed, who should also be picked up. People forget, when Reed played and was healthy in the past, he's really good. His problem is he's always hurt. So while he's healthy, hopefully he continues to be healthy, I think he's on the radar now as a number 1 tight end in fantasy, probably on the lower end of that number 1 tier.
The Hall of Famer Michael Fabiano, Hall of Famer with, of course, NFL Network and NFL.com with Brad Sussmat as we pound right through. Okay, so I spent the 3rd overall pick on Adrian Peterson. I wanted to take this pen that I'm holding to my eye as the night was going on. Are you worried about Adrian Peterson? Because you know and I know a lot of guys drafted him very high.
No, I'm not. Not yet. I don't understand what happened. I would say if you have Adrian Peterson in a fantasy league, call your congressman and complain. because how does a guy get 3 carries in the first half and 10 carries in an entire game when he's the best player on the field? Including the Niners. I mean, it made no sense to me. Maybe Peterson's not up to conditioning, which to me seems strange because he's such a cyborg. The dude's just, you know, in amazing shape. I would expect them to give him the ball a heck of a lot more, at least 2 times as many times as they did last week against Detroit. this Sunday. And if they don't, then the panic meter goes up a little bit for me. But it was a weird game all the way around. It really, really was, including Peterson being basically forgotten about in the offensive game plan and Carlos Hyde absolutely going off in that contest. He was great.
Yeah, we're getting a lot of Carlos Hyde questions today, so I don't really know how to put it into terms. How about you? Where are you at on Carlos Hyde? I know it's one game.
It is one game. He was among my breakout candidates for 2015. There were questions about the offensive line, and those questions were completely put to bed, at least on Monday night. Hyde didn't need to have great blocking to do what he did. He was running over people. He was elusive. He was quick. That spin move he made on that one touchdown was highlight reel material. So you ride the guy while he's hot. Frank Gore was a very good fantasy running back for a very long time in San Francisco, and although things have changed in terms of the coaching, one thing hasn't changed. The Niners want to run the football, and Hyde is their guy. This week he's in Pittsburgh. I know the Steelers didn't give up a lot of fantasy points to the Patriots running backs last week, but Patriots running backs, not really all that great, especially with LeGarrette Blount suspended. So I expect Hyde to have another good game, and I'm starting him, and that's obvious, my friend, after week one.
Sure, sure. A couple other questions I'll let you go. Getting a lot of questions about tight ends and what's Michael's view, because the tight ends last week were all over the place making points. We saw Fells out here being a big part of the Cardinals. What did you see in the tight ends, Michael, in week one?
Unreal. You know, it was the weakest position, at least we all thought, coming into the season. And then you had breakout games from Eifert, from Ladarius Green, from Eric Ebron, from Austin Seferian Jenkins. So it breeds some optimism. Mm-hmm. Maybe the position isn't as weak as we thought it was going to be. And, you know, I liked Eifert a lot going into the season. There's a lot of good young tight ends, including some of the ones that had big week ones. Now, don't expect that every single week, but Eifert needs to be rostered right now. ASJ needs to be rostered, although his value could drop if Mike Evans comes back this week. Ebron, I want to see a little bit more. Not a great matchup this week. Ladarius Green, another guy who needs to be rostered, but keep in mind his shelf life is short because Gates comes back after four games. But there's room for optimism, at the very least, Brad, at the tight end position because of some of the performances that we saw. And be quick to get on the waiver wire and pick these guys up because they will not be there long.
Yeah, unless you have the tight end in Carolina like I did.
Well, you don't want to replace him. He's going to have a big game this week. Last week, he kind of got lost in the shuffle. Jacksonville's defense is better than advertised in their home building, so I would keep the faith with Olsen and start him against against Houston.
Yeah, my team got drilled, but it's not your fault. It's totally my fault.
It's one week. You know,
I'm
what?
Jumping
sometimes
off the
losing,
ledge here. I'm done.
Sometimes when you lose in the first week, you get that top waiver claim, and there's a lot of good players that you can pick up off the waiver wire, so it's not always a bad thing.
Yeah, I'm doing Terrence Williams because I do have the number one pick, unless you're like, come on, Brad, come on.
Well, I remember that team that you had drafted.
It wasn't good.
It wasn't good.
No.
Yeah, it was not good.
And don't say I drafted. It was my stupid co-owner. I just was there to give advice.
Okay. Yeah, not a good draft.
No.
Let's just put it that
way. No. I mean, I don't even want to take credit for it. All right, before I get you out of here, who are some guys you really, really like, some guys you just don't like this week?
Well, first of all, again, people need to not overreact to week one, okay?
Like me.
Right. I like Palmer. I like Matt Ryan and Bradford. I like Cam Newton this week. Tom Brady's got a bad matchup on paper, but he has 16 touchdown passes in his last five games in Buffalo, so that's pretty good. The guys at quarterback, I'm sitting. Stafford, I don't like Rivers this week against Cincinnati. And again, as I mentioned, Jacksonville pretty tough at home against quarterbacks, so Ryan Tannehill is a bit of a risk. At the running back position, forget about what Forsett didn't do last week. Play him against the Raiders. Chris Ivory's a good RB2 flex. So is Doug Martin this week. Guys at the running back position, I'd be sitting. Frank Gore against the Jets, Latavius Murray, tough matchup against Baltimore, TJ Yeldon against the Dolphins, tough matchup as well. At wide receiver, there are certainly some very good plays like John Brown, who everyone loves in Arizona. Brandon Cooks, forget about what he didn't do last week. He's going to have a big game against Tampa Bay. And then some wideouts to sit. I'm not a fan of Andre Johnson, especially if Terrell Revis is going to be covering him. Allen Robinson I like for the course of the year, but tough matchup. Kendall Wright went off last week, but now he has Joe Hayden, so be careful with him as well.
Appreciate the time as always, Michael. Thanks.
All right, my friend. Take care.